It's the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Graham. And this April, we've got outstanding offers on brand new Mazdas. Plus, we've partnered with One Tree Planted to help reforest areas of Northern California. We pledge to plant one tree for every vehicle we sell. Don't miss the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of a disappointing night in Vancouver. Final score, the Canucks 7 and the San Jose Sharks 2. Here is how it happened at Rogers Arena in Vancouver in front of a pretty enthusiastic crowd here in the building of 18,919 fans. Well, the game got off to a rough start for the Sharks. Even though they outshot Vancouver 11-8 in the first period, the Canucks would take a 1-0 lead at the 6:15 mark. 6 minutes gone by, first period of play. Oh, a nice move by Kravtsov. Gets around LeBanc to center. Gets as far as the blue line, but a good job by Gregor to get in the way. And the puck is given away now by Hertl. It's going to be a breakaway for Miller. Shoot, score! Tomas Hertl had the puck on his stick and he handed it right on the tape to JT Miller, one of the hotter goal scorers on the Canucks team. And Miller now has goals in 3 straight games and 8 points in his last 4. It is 1-0 Vancouver on an unassisted goal by JT Miller, his 29th of the season. A turnover by Tomas Hertl right onto the stick of JT Miller. And Miller, who scored a beautiful penalty shot goal the other night against Vegas, extended his goal-scoring streak to 3 consecutive games and picked up his 29th goal of the season. And so it was 1-0 in favor of the Canucks. Then it would be Kuzmenko getting his 35th goal of the season at 8:17. We weren't even halfway through the first 20 minutes, and the Canucks had a 2-0 lead. Now Pettersson, give and go, moves in underneath the D, throws it in front, score! Kuzmenko goes to the backhand after a brilliant move by Pettersson on a give and go that got him underneath the Sharks' defense, and Vancouver's got a 2-0 lead. Pettersson, on the lengthiest point-scoring streak of his NHL career, now has points in 10 straight. Elias Pettersson and Anthony Beauvillier assisted on that play. That was a really nice give-and-go that Pettersson and Beauvillier executed, with Kuzmenko taking advantage of it in front. Finally, after turning over the puck early, Tomas Hertl came back on the ice with a vengeance. And he got an opportunity in front of a net, and he would end up scoring his 20th goal of the season. The Sharks now move into forecheck with Sturm, Peterson, and Zetterlund. It doesn't stay in the zone, though. Peterson checks it away, kicks the puck, and skates at center. He stick handles down the middle, feeds on the right to Erik Karlsson, whoops in, rink-wide pass. Here's Hertl, shoot, score! Tomas Hertl gets his 20th goal of the year and gets one back after turning it over earlier. A pass from Erik Karlsson. It's 2-1. That was a really nice goal by Tomas Hertl, his 20th of the season, as you heard. It's the 5th time in his career that Tomas Hertl has scored 20 goals in a season, but that would be the high point, really, for him and for the Sharks. Erik Karlsson, and also on the play, Jacob Peterson, in his first game as a Shark, ended up getting the assist for EK65. The juggernaut offensively continues as he picked up his 66th assist of the season. That would be the only point he would get tonight. So he has a total right now of 88 points on the year, just a couple of points away from 90. Since the Sharks have existed in 1991-92, a player that's a defenseman has scored 90 points or more only 4 times. Last year, Roman Josi did it at 96 points. But other than that, only Bork, Housley, and Leach are the names that can say they've scored 90 points, other than Josi, in the history of the San Jose Sharks franchise. So Erik Karlsson is only a couple of points away now, 2 to be exact, from that fabled 90-point mark. So 2-1 the score at that point. But then a bad turnover, and at the end of the first period, again, with basically half a second remaining, Dakota Joshua gets his 10th goal of the season. It was his 3rd goal against San Jose this year. Vancouver's going to protect it now as Barabanov's in there forechecking, but Ethan Bear knocked it off to his right, fed it out. Oman on the right, here's Garland in. Lead pass, Joshua, in by himself, he scored! was the defense. Dakota Joshua was all by himself, and he made the move and deked over to his backhand and poked it past a helpless James Reimer. It's 3-1 Vancouver at the end of the period.
Connor Garland and Nils Åman, the rest of the fourth line, got the assist on the play, and the egg was on the Sharks' faces very clearly as they skated off the ice in ignominy at the end of the first period, having outshot the Canucks 11-8, but were down by the score of 3-1. In the second period, San Jose only managed 4 shots on net, and that's really what hurt, as they were outshot 8-4 by Vancouver in period number 2, and the Canucks would get the only goal. But Hronek just waited him out and intercepted it and leads it up the left side for Kuzmenko, who backhands down the ice into the slot area. Trying to reach there was Sheldon Dries, but he couldn't get his stick on it, and the penalty is over on the Sharks. In front, they score! James Reimer lost his stick on the play. A broken play from the left boards as the penalty expired. And Connor Garland by himself just backhanded it into an empty net to make it 4-1 Vancouver. Connor Garland gets his 13th goal of the season at 12:24, just as a penalty to Derek Pouliot for interference expired less than 30 seconds later. Tyler Myers got his first of 2 assists on the play, and also Andre Kuzmenko got his 2nd point of the game, and it was 4-1 in favor of Vancouver at the end of 2. Well, the Sharks have made a couple of recalls from the San Jose Barracuda, and both of those players figured in to the scoring today. As you heard earlier, Jacob Peterson in his first Sharks game made a nice little defensive play in the neutral zone and ended up picking up his first assist and point on the Tomas Hertl goal. And then the Barracuda captain, Andrew Agazino, out on the ice when the team was shorthanded, ended up getting his first career shorthanded goal to get the Sharks back in the game.
Another tough pass for Kuzmenko, but boy, he does a lot of good things out there.
He does. He's got a goal and an assist today. Now it's off his skate. The Sharks steal it. Gregor lead. Here's Agazino moving down the left, moving and shooting. It score! Andrew Agazino with 10:05 to play in the third gets the Sharks on the board for the second time tonight. It's 4-2 in favor of the Canucks. That was a really nice goal by Andrew Agazino, and so the Barracuda captain in his second game since his recall picks up only his 3rd career goal. The last time he scored a goal was March the 4th, 2020, on the road in Denver, Colorado. He gets one tonight, and it's his first career shorthanded goal, and it's his first goal in a San Jose Sharks uniform. But unfortunately, 15 seconds later, disaster struck. Here comes Putt Colson the other way. He scores! Right off the faceoff. The Canucks moving in. Vasily Putt Colson just coming across the blue line, letting a wrist shot go. And it goes top corner on James Reimer. So much for that. 5-2 in favor of Vancouver. Vasily Putt Colson gets the puck on his stick, coming across the blue line, taking passes from Tyler Myers and from Dakota Joshua. Again, not the top players on this team, but certainly big, big factors in the contest. And it would be Vasily Putt Colson who would beat James Reimer with a high wrist shot that went to the top corner. It was only his 4th of the season. Myers and Joshua assisted on the play, and it was 5-2. Then Quinn Hughes on the point thought that he would maybe get credit for a goal in this one at 11:28. 5-2 Vancouver, 8:40 to play in the third. Here's Miller twisting and turning in the Sharks' end. Flipped it back, Hughes the shot, score! Quinn Hughes, a one-time shot from the left point. That puck had eyes on it. And for the Vancouver Canucks, Quinn Hughes ends a 21-game goalless drought and makes it 6-2 Vancouver. But as it turned out, it would be Phil DiGiuseppe. We've got a little piece of the puck on its way in. So Quinn Hughes doesn't have a goal in his last 22 games, but he picked up his 63rd assist of the season on that one. DiGiuseppe gets his 5th at 11:28. Also, JT Miller getting his 2nd point of the game by picking up his 42nd assist of the year. And by that time, with 8:32 remaining in the third, this game was basically over. The Sharks, a little demoralized, pushed hard again on a couple of shifts, but near the end of the contest, with San Jose going to the power play after a too many men on the ice penalty with 55 seconds to go called against Vancouver, it would be Sheldon Dries that would get a shorthanded goal. Giuseppe feeds it on the left, Dries moving in shorthanded, backhand shot, score! Mm-hmm. So Sheldon Dries goes to the backhand up top and beats James Reimer. A shorthanded goal for Vancouver to make it 7-2. And that is the icing on the proverbial cake for the night. That came at 1946. Dries, his 11th goal of the season, assisted by Phil DiGiuseppe, making the final score, the Canucks 7 and the Sharks 2. Final shots on goal in the game, 21 for Vancouver and 19 for the Sharks. San Jose with only 8 shots on goal from the second period on, and that's obviously a matter of concern as they head to Calgary for the end of this road trip. The Sharks' record now drops back to 19-38-15, 53 points at the bottom of the Pacific Division and the Western Conference. San Jose is winless in their last 8 games at 0-5-3, and they have only one win in their last 14 games at 1-9-4. Meanwhile, the Vancouver Canucks are playing quite well down the stretch. Even though they're out of the playoff race, the Canucks continue to work for head coach Rick Tocchet. They are 11-4-1 in their last 16 games overall, and in their last 7 home games, they are 6-1. Overall, the Canucks have 69 points with their 32nd win of the season, and Thatcher Demko lifetime against San Jose is a perfect 8-0. Once again, the final score, the Canucks 7 and the Sharks 2. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.